WBEZ's Nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. Lawmakers are in Springfield working on next year's budget. The watchdog group, the Civic Federation, has analyzed the proposal and applauds the state's comeback from pre-pandemic financial struggles. But the report warns that Illinois still isn't out of the woods and that the state's transit agencies are fast approaching a fiscal crisis. For more on this analysis and recommendations for state leaders, I sat down with Joe Ferguson, president of the Civic Federation. He started with more on the fiscal challenges that local transit groups are likely to face next year.
This is real. There is nobody that's disputing the fact that the estimates right now, which are $730 million deficit for the next fiscal year out, is real. And that comes from a couple of things. But Chicago's, certainly Chicago and regional public transportation has not caught up to ridership the way it has in the rest of the country. And so there are still depressed revenues that are an important part of the picture. Operating costs sort of continue to escalate. And what the Civic Federation has done, and not alone, was the first in a sequence of events in the last few weeks, has said, look, this crisis moment, never let a crisis go to waste, is what Rahm Emanuel always told us. Is a leverage moment. And it's a leverage moment to address what is a generationally stale and not working governance structure. And our position, and this was working off of a CMAP report at the turn of the year for which the Civic Federation was part of the working group that offered three different possibilities.
Okay.
And one of them was adjustments to the existing system. Another was substantial enhancement of the power and the authority of the regional transit authority to manage the whole in some respect. And a third was consolidation.
So if these changes don't happen, what does that mean for frequent transit riders?
What it means is, on the basis of recent past history and poor performance on recent past history, there's not necessarily a reason to think things are going to get better.
Transit financial issues aren't the only thing in this analysis, Joe. What else did you look into?
So the main objective is to actually analyze the current year budget proposal. And in addition to a number of the positives that we noted, we looked at the particulars as to how the administration was proposing to balance the budget this year. There are a couple of things that actually are going to be the subject of conversation and some controversy in Springfield over the next couple of weeks. Most notably, the ending of the so-called grocery tax, which is a 1% tax on groceries. We're not the only ones to have noted this. This is broadly understood to be a fairly regressive tax. Everyone has to buy groceries.
Right.
But it is also the source of a very significant amount of money that flows down from the state to localities, $325 million. And so we've raised concern. We understand as a revenue move why this is being done. But the impact on localities is pretty significant. And one of the things that I intend to be having the Civic Federation looking at going forward is the relationship between governmental budgets. What we tend to do is look at each one of those siloed on its own terms and not very much focus on, one, the composite picture, and two, what the impact of one, especially the state's budget, is on localities.
Yeah. And of course, as we alluded to earlier, it isn't all bad news in this report. You had some praise for the state of our finances, specifically the state's resilience before and during the pandemic.
Yes.
Talk about that, some of the challenges that you saw the state overcome financially.
So all governments receive some form of flow down subsidy, Recovery Act money, COVID, and immediately after. How that money was used really has a lot to do with the fiscal stability and health of governmental bodies. And what the Pritzker administration did was utilize a lot of that money to actually address structural ills, money that is owed. Some of the money was devoted to program to address people in situations that were affected by COVID and the impact of the economy. But a lot of it was directed to addressing or speeding up the payments of debts that actually constituted real-time pressures on the state. And one of the consequences of doing that, whether it's pension debt, whether it's past due bills and so on and so forth, one of the consequences is a sequence of improvements to the bond rating agency's assessment of the state. What that in turn does is it makes it less expensive for the state to borrow money needed going forward for various purposes. But it also signals a healthier climate overall to businesses and otherwise to say, hey, look, this doesn't look like the free fall situation it might have looked like a couple of years ago. And this may actually be a safe haven, coupled with the governor's very proactive lean into green technology, next wave economy stuff. Those things all come together to paint something of a hopeful picture.
WBEZ's nonprofit spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.
We talked a bit about Governor Pritzker's proposed ideas for these tax revenues to sort of help offset the expected deficit. One of your recommendations in the report, Joe, is for state officials to develop a tax structure for a sustainable future.
So what we tend to do, and it's natural at all levels of government, is we tend to create budgets at the margin on the basis of last year's budget,
right,
on the basis of the problems that they continue to carry forward with. My earlier mention, we're graduating from high school right now. It's time to take college courses. Really goes to addressing larger structural holistic issues. And one of the things, for example, that we know is that our state tax structure is not aligned with its economy. We have a disproportionate amount of taxes that are collected for the base for the state that come from income taxes rather than sales taxes. Income taxes tend to be more volatile in the first place. That's mitigated somewhat in the state by the fact that we have a flat tax rather than a progressive tax, having that been rejected a few years ago in a referendum. But 60% of our revenue base comes from income taxes. That is not aligned. Second, sales tax, which is another major source of revenue. There's three: income tax, corporate tax, sales tax.
Right.
With respect to sales tax, we are lagging the country, way behind, out of alignment with not taxing services.
So what does that signal to you?
That signals to me that what we do is we put incredible pressure on the other forms of taxes and are not availing ourselves of an opportunity. And, it's not a firm position. It needs to be examined, but it is time to examine the fact that if we broadened the base that we tax, we can lower rates, make taxes in the state more progressive, less regressive. When we're talking about professional services, we're talking about things that working class people tend not to be buying, and it's more people in the middle class, upper middle class, the upper class.
Yeah.
And in that sense, it makes it more progressive, and it also renders things more sustainable over a long time.
State pensions, you talk about that too. I mean, should we be worried here
we should always be worried. We're basically on a 50-year plan right now. And what the governor has proposed is a couple of things here. One is to raise the ultimate level that of funding to 100%. It's been set at 90. Folks would say that's good, but it's not good enough. It's not really what the best practice is. The governor has said, let's go to 100. We will extend out for 3 years that 50-year plan. And additionally, as certain forms of debt obligations are retired, we're going to devote certain of the monies that we had been using for that purpose, specifically for pensions, for the pay down. The second thing is, about 10 years ago, we created a second tier of a pension system, tier two, which is lower benefits altogether. That system is probably due for a couple of tweaks to make sure that it is viable. The governor has put on the table the question of whether it's time to do that, so long as the analysis is done. We've taken a position along with the Civic Committee of the Commercial Club and the BGA recently in an op-ed to say it is time to do it. The financial consequences of not doing it is sending us sort of in the reverse direction of where we've been going with respect to the pay down of pension debt.
So leave us with a very quick final thought then. What are you trying to say overall to state officials?
This is good. Let's bring this year's budget in, but let's bring this year's budget in with a mindfulness that we need to start to go about more holistic examination of our budget to make the resets. There you go. That's your plug. The resets that are necessary to truly render us on the upswing.
Joe Ferguson is the president of the Civic Federation. Thank you so much for joining us.
Happy to be here.
This episode of the Reset Podcast was produced and mixed by Brenda Ruiz. It was edited by Meha Ahmed. To stay up to date with the stories and news in Chicago, make sure to subscribe to our podcast and head over to wbez.org/reset for a full archive of our interviews. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
My name is Donald. I live on the southeast side of Chicago. I support WBEZ because of the balanced reporting and covering so much about an issue as opposed to just the few seconds that you may hear on most other news outlets. It matters to me to hear the story more completely